Rory McLeod, working overtime, ladies and gentlemen, as we conclude our stay in California, has created the best of the Cuntington sisters. What I like about Rory's compilations, what I like about his curating, is that he is able to isolate good ideas, good characters, good themes. He isolates these and creates best of shows out of them. As you know, Rory did the best of Bathtub. We heard the best of Jay Santos. We heard the best of Lloyd. And concepts as well, like the best of Filth File. And today, we have the best of the Cuntington sisters, two sisters who live at Western Estates, who have a home that borders on some landscaping work that Steve Dooley was doing, and whose bathroom window was being peered into by Mr. Dooley as he stood on, I believe, an apple crate.
Yeah.
You have to applaud that, bud.
Oh.
What are you applauding that for?
Because you got it right, you know.
You were accurate, Phil.
Okay. So, thank you. So, this is going to be the best of the Cuntington sisters, and anything involving the Cuntington sisters involves the Dooleys.
All right, yeah.
All right, bud, thank you.
So let's check it out. The best of the Cuntington sisters, and I do mean the best, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
About a year ago, two sisters who live together, and if that sounds a little weird to you, you are in good company. I think that when sisters grow up, they should certainly find men. And, you know, and get married. Yeah,
what's that about?
Anyway, these two sisters, who I will say are former models, they were magazine and runway models in New York, if I am not mistaken.
Yeah, no, and Hollywood, too.
And in Hollywood. They are Darla and Glendine Cuntington. They moved into our community a year ago or so ago and purchased Glacier View, which is the uppermost view home near the Barranca. Now, it's not the highest elevated home. That is reserved for the Homeowner Association president, and that is me. And we did have that surveyed, and our home stands a good 5 feet higher in terms of elevation than Glacier View and Point South. But Glacier View and Point South, South Estate is the estate that the Cuntington sisters purchased. Now they're there and they're landscaping, and okay, I'll give it to them. They put in a gorgeous landscaping with fountains and orchards. They also put in the driveway and the gate. It's very, very impressive. And so, and that's as that should be. Well, in any event, they also put in a brand new sprinkler system, even though the Homeowners Association had placed sprinkler systems in the upper estates. In fact, it was my husband's company, Steve Dooley Landscaping, that did do that. And yet the Cuntington said, "Who did it?" I said, "Steve Dooley Landscaping." And they gave me that look. They looked me up and down and went, mm-hmm. And, you know, that real smart...
Very... rude.
It was very rude. And they said, "Thank you, we'll do it ourselves." Well, they turned right around and rehired Steve. And what was different, Steve?
Well, they rehired me. They said they're going to pay me more and asked me to come over and do the piping. I mean, to do the plumbing.
But what was different? You had put it in originally.
Yeah. They wanted to put in, the sprinkler heads were to be brass. And they wanted me to do work around the toilet area, about, not the toilet, the around. They wanted me to do more work around the bathroom window. That's where I got the apple crate.
All right, so they had you doing more work around the bathroom window. Was that?
Yeah, that there you go, right there. Yeah, now I remember. That's where the orchard stopped, and they wanted to have lights in the orchard. So, and they want to put in more of the drip, the dripper, you know.
And what's the dripper? Let everyone know.
Dripper is when your the water goes drip. On a tree.
Yeah, when you don't want to overwater a tree, you have a dripper.
Yeah. So I'm putting in a dripper, and it's very hot there. In fact, Cuntington, or what, Darla or Glendine, I forget which one, said, "Why don't you take your shirt off, because it's very hot." And I did, and that's when I saw her lick her lip and then turn. And
okay, right there, he saw Glendine lick her lip. What do you mean her lip?
Yeah, I just licked her upper lip. She didn't lick down the bottom one.
So she licked her upper lip, turned, and went in the house.
Yeah. And I went on and kept on putting on a dripper. That's when I saw at a corner of my eye the bathroom light going on and off. Okay.
All right. Now listen very carefully to this, folks. The bathroom light was going on and off.
That's what it looked like to me. Now, later on, Billy Granger and Amalio Fandango, they come over from security. They say, "Well, the light coming off the glass."
Well, and I told Amalio, I said, "Amalio, you're wrong." I said, "You're a very good man, and you are Mexican, and that's got nothing to do with you being wrong." And he looked at me, and you know,
he put two and two together.
You better believe it. So go ahead.
Yeah. So I looked at me like the bathroom light was going on and off, and
it's a signal. Let's just be clear. It was a signal.
And a signal was being given to me by Glenn Dean Cunnington that she was now come take a look. So I went over to the service area. I left the property, got in my truck, drove down to the service area, and looked around for something to stand on, and that's when I found apple crate.
Now, these were apple crates that we'd had from Halloween. We had been doing bobbing for apples. We did the apple dunk, and we did apple in the canyon. I don't want to play those games anymore. Some of them were very suggestive, but...
Well, these apple in the canyon, we did apple dunk and apple and bob up and down for the apple, and then gob apple.
The gob apple, that was it.
Yeah. Well, I got the gob apple.
You got gob apple what?
I got the gob apple apple. They were the gob apple apple.
Well, Steve, it's not like they've got a sign that says, "Buy these, they're gob apples." Jesus H.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I recognize the box.
All right.
So I got back in my truck with the crate. Got back in my truck. I drove back. I went up to the Cunnington house, and I saw Glenda pacing back and forth. And I said, "Hi, Miss Cunnington." She said, "Well, I'm holding it," and you know, she had her knees together.
Okay, so that right there, that tells you that she saw you leave and decided she wouldn't use the toilet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Her sister told me that she had a back injury, that Glendine had a back injury that caused her to walk funny. And I said, "Okay, whatever you ladies want to make up." You know, the light glancing off the glass.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're making up the light glanced off the glass. No, it's not her turning the light on and off. And she's got a back injury. That's why she stands there with her knees together. Yeah, sure. Let's face it, folks. She doesn't want to go. She'll go in her pants, right?
Yeah, that's why. So I go, "Yeah, okay." I gave her kind of like a, yeah, you know, the thumb and the fourth thing. The thumb and the Thor finger, the fit.
The thumb and forefinger.
Yeah, thumb and forefinger together. I went around the side of the house where the dripper was, and I double-checked the dripper, make sure it was drip good. And then I put the apple crate up against the side of the house, and that's when I looked, and I got up on the apple crate, and I look in. And right as I looked in, she's pulling her pants down, and in one hand she's pulling the pants down, the other hand she had a racing form.
And what track?
Well, Santa Anita was still...
It was a Santa Anita... Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the worst part of this crime, and this is a crime, against my family, Darla Cuntington just happened to come around the corner at that instant. What did she say?
Oh, yeah. She comes around, she goes, oh, wow. Glenn Dean said you were trying to get a sneak peek. And she said, you're looking for the early show. I said, no. She said, yeah, you were. You're looking for the early show and a sneak peek. And she wheeled.
And to wheel is to spin on your heel and head back to in the opposite direction.
Yeah. And that's when the L.A. sheriff showed up. And he goes, are you trying to get an eyeball full? I said, only so far as it goes. And the cop goes, I heard that, you know.
And then I had to come over to explain it. Did Glenn Dean want to press charges?
Yeah, she said she had to make it look good, so...
But she told you that.
Well, she didn't tell me that, but I winked at her, and she gave me the high sign that she had to make it look good. So the cop said, did you look in there? I said, no. I said, I'm doing an orchard, and I was putting a dripper on the apple. And I wanted to see what kind of apple a dripper was on. That's why I got the apple crepe. And the doc and the cop said, it's a gob apple. I said, yeah, but, you know. So they let me go with a warning.
They let you go with a warning. That proves right there that the Cuntington sisters are full of a lot of hot air and hokum. Glenn Dean, you know what? Put some shades in your bathroom if you don't like it. Darla, too bad for you that it wasn't you that Steve was looking at when you need to go. Okay, so enough said about that. Thank you very much, honey.
Yeah, but the gob, we are growing gob apple. Be talking with them here about the
death of Laura Croft. Laura Croft, Ms. Dooley, yeah, I know, and we talked to you earlier. Laura Croft is a fictitious character.
So I know that, and we are aware of the situation. I don't think you are aware. Laura Croft is a character that was based upon... Can I...
Got to find out the attorney.
We are in connection, in communication with Glenda's attorney. Glenda Cuntington, who is a Homeowners Association member, who passed on last night at the age of 57. We are constrained from giving the actual particulars of her death, but we are given to understand.
Yeah, they're a pill bottle.
All right. But we don't want to say...
Well, then why did you just say that?
Because we have the duty to report what we do know. What I do know... And what I am constrained to know, and what I want to know, you know...
Bobby, why did... I'm not trying to get an arc, but why would you say that if you don't want to tell us the particulars?
I didn't say I didn't want to tell you. I said I'm not going to interpret it.
I found a pill bottle.
What, Mr. Dooley, can I ask you a question? Are you a police officer?
No, ma'am.
Then what are you doing giving out this kind of information?
I agree. This is something only the police should report on.
Mr. Henry, we're the Homeowners Association president.
Doesn't make any difference if you're the Homeowners Association president. This isn't anything for you to be reporting on.
Well, we've done it, Phil, because there are very few things at Western Estates Homeowners Association that I am not aware of. And I will tell you, if I find out that anything else was involved beyond pills and alcohol, I am going to be very upset. I don't have a lot that I can do about it, but I'll be upset. And I'll cause a stink. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll run around.
My wife can do a lot, you know.
I will redesign those topiaries in front of my home so that you...
I can recarve it into the V.
My husband will recarve those topiaries into my V.
That's the kind of childish behavior I'd expect from you. The fact that one of your homeowners died...
Wait. What did you say about me?
The fact that one of your homeowners is dead...
What did you say about me?
The fact that one of your homeowners is dead, she hung up. That's great.
I'm not having her back on.
Yeah, but Mr. Henry...
I'm not having her back on. We went through this shit yesterday. No way, Margaret.
Thank you, Phil. The fact that one of the homeowners there is dead from a possible overdose, and I don't have any official word from the coroner, from the police, or anything else, I think speaks volumes about Bobby Dooley and her husband. Now... Laura Croft is a fictitious character. I don't know of any connection between Laura Croft and either Dara or Glenda Cuntington, the two Cuntington sisters. She says that one of the Cuntingtons is dead and that the life of Laura Croft, or the fictitious character, is based upon her. What do you want, bud?
Sorry, but she's on the phone and she says, I demand to be heard.
Give me the phone. You know, you're a... What are you doing?
I will be heard on this matter because I...
That's it, bud. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You understand now, right? Do you understand what Mr. Henry's saying?
Yes, sir, I do.
And which is what?
No more Bobby Dooley.
There. So what do you want?
She's on the phone right now. I'm gonna kick your ass. Sorry, man.
Give me that phone. Bobby, you're not on the air. No, you're not on the air at all. I can assure you, you're not on the air. And I will tell you this. There are more than one way to...
There is more than one way.
There is more than one... Is she on the air?
Yes, she is.
For God...
Get it out of there.
Didn't know the pot was up.
Bud, I swear to God, I'm going to use your head for one of these faders. You understand?
Mr. Henry...
I'm going to use your head for one of these faders.
Here, man, I'll do it.
No, I'm the engineer.
No,
I'm the engineer.
Get over there.
Bobby, you're not on the air... Yeah. Darla Cuntington, what? Darla Cuntington is dead. Who's dead? Glenda or Darla? Well, who are the two Cuntington sisters? Darren and Glenda. All right. Who's dead? Glenda. How do you know you're not on the air? No, you're not on the air. You're not on the air. I don't know.
Yes, she is on the air. I can hear it. Why are you doing that?
I didn't do anything.
That might be a short, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
How do you know she is related to Laura Croft or that Laura, the life of this fictitious character? What? Said who? I don't care what comic book. Darling, I cannot take your son's... Yes, I know where it is. You know the comic book store, Phil, on Ventura?
No, I don't.
I know the one.
You do. and Justin heard it there. Your son Justin heard that Glenda Cuntington is the basis for Lara Croft, and he heard that at the comic book store on Ventura. A week ago Thursday, about a quarter to ten. I hate you. I hate you. My hatred. Goodbye.
Is she screwing around?
No, she says that her son, Justin, heard at the comic book store there on Ventura Boulevard that Lara Croft is based upon the life of Glenda Cuntington of Western Estates, and that Glenda Cuntington died of a pill overdose a week ago Wednesday, about a quarter to ten.
Oh, will you get out of here with that?
That's what she said. I said, are you kidding? And she said, no.
You know what, Bobby, Ms. Dooley, I know you're listening because that's the kind of narcissist that you are. And I would simply say this, man. You have had...
Phil, I want to say...
Will you get her out of here?
Get the short, Miss Emery.
Don't give me this short shit. I don't know of anybody in the history of radio who could just force their way onto a radio show because there's a short in the board. Did you hang up on her?
Well, no.
Why not?
We're trying to fix the short.
Give me the phone. Hang up on her.
Phil, take it easy, man. You're going to blow a gasket.
All right, but I'm telling you. This situation here with this Dooley, Bobby, I know that you are listening, and I know that there's more to this than you're saying, and I'm not buying it, okay? Now, the Cuntington sisters, for all of their grief that they have laid on you, I know that your husband is said to have been standing on an apple crate. I think this has something to do with the lawsuit.
Right there. That's what I was going to tell you. Because they're suing the Dooleys because this guy, this Steve Dooley, is a real weird bird. This turkey is out there standing on an apple crate trying to get you do a little peekaboo on some woman pulling her pants down, you know, and going number two or whatever.
Well, we don't know whether she's going.
All right, but the point is that she found out this guy was standing on an apple crate doing the peekaboo. They sue, so Dooley and her husband have got to come up with some bone. Wait a minute.
No, you're not saying what I think you're saying.
You got that right. I think they might have had something to do with this Cuntington getting on the gurney and heading west.
Oh, my God.
Dad, you really think so, General?
Well, figure it out. It only stands to reason.
All right. The police will have to look into that. And I can tell you this right now, Bobby, if there is police interest in your family, your husband, or you in this matter, I am not going to help you at all. Not at all.
Well, come on, Mr. Matt. Ms. Dooley's been a big part of the show.
I don't care, man. Get tired of the way that woman's machination, the way she screws around, bud.
Oh, okay.
I get tired of the way that stuff infects and interferes with the logical progression and the beauty and the succulence and all that other stuff of this here radio show. No. I will have none of it.
All right, now, just, Ms. Dooley, you're not really from Chicago.
And this is who?
This is General Galen Shaw. I am one of the co-hosts.
Oh, yes. No, I'm not really from Chicago. No. But last night, as far as all of these people that were at the party were concerned, yes, I was.
All right, so you... And what's the purpose of that?
I'm sorry? Why am I talking to this man? Mr. Henry's is the host of the show.
I'm doing it. Why did you... Fear, you... I can't take this.
All right, Bobby, I'm back.
Thank you, because that man was beginning to creep me out.
Creep you out? Jesus.
All right, General... Bobby, so how did the party go?
Thank you, Phil, for asking. The party was a success. The reason why I have Steve here is, as you know, Steve is usually here for backup. We had a little issue, and we wanted to be on the record before it gets into any of the papers, and I don't think that it will. As you know, Dolores and Janice Cuntington live in our first phase.
Yeah.
Steve was caught by... First, our security, and then Los Angeles police. He was in a bear suit because of the Cub victory, but he had gotten himself up on one of those apple crates near the power station, and was looking through the bathroom window there. Now,
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Well, did you do it?
Yeah.
So you did. The security found it was him. It was Amalio, one of our security guys. I went down and I said, look, Amalio, you know, this doesn't have to go any further than you and me. And he said, yes, I know, but... And I said, you know what? Screw it. Just do what you got to do.
Yeah, you should have fought harder for me.
Like I care, you know? I mean, yes, I should have fought harder for him.
Why should you fight harder for a man that's peeping in a woman's bathroom window?
Because I got a problem.
I'll say you got a problem, man. That's like the third time that's happened.
Aha! So that's what it is.
Get looking on the Kennington sisters.
They're the Cuntington sisters. Cuntington.
The Cuntington sisters. Well, that's a nice fine. How do you do?
Well, I used to do work down there. And here's the thing. I didn't look in the bathroom window for any kick. I looked in to make sure. I wondered why the light was on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
I'll take the phone, Steve. You're not doing yourself any favors. One of the problems that developed is Dolores Cunningham had a bit of an angina attack because Steve was in a bear costume.
And was in this bear costume because of the Cubs?
Because of the Cubs, yeah. Because of the Cub.
The Cub what?
The Cubs won the series.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, they won the World Series. Steve, here, you take it.
Hey, what did you?
Explain.
Yeah, so I looked in, I thought the light was on, and I looked up and I had on a cubby bear. It's a special costume that I have for Halloween, and we've had other celebrations. It's the cubby bear head. And I had the head on. I had already taken off the bottom of the bear suit.
Dad, why'd you do that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, what a dickhead.
Man, are you kidding me? You took off the bear pants?
I took the bear pants off because they were hot, that's all.
Steve, you got problems.
I know I do. I got to talk to somebody about it.
We're going to get you over to a doctor. Do you have the number of that Dr. Clem or Flem?
No, Dr. Krem.
Dr. Krem, yeah.
Yeah, I can give it to you off air.
Yeah, I'd like that. We're going to get Steve to talk to Dr. Krem. And I know, Phil, you wanted to talk to Dr. Krem because you said you seemed to indicate last night you were flipping your lid.
I'm not flipping my lid. I had some issues.
I think it's time everybody get this stuff out on the table. So what we have here is that Steve Bozell...
No, it's Steve Dooley. I'd love to hang it on Bozell.
Oh, yeah, it's Steve Dooley.
Steve Dooley, I'm sorry. Steve Dooley...
Got Mr. Bozell on the line.
Would you tell him to just relax?
You gotta relax.
Give me the phone. You gotta relax.
And everything that the man said to me, and I heard that and everything.
All right, Steve, no one's saying you're a pervert.
See, this is Bobby Dooley. I misspoke.
And I've never taken a bear. I've never taken my pants off. Hey, Steve, this is Steve Dooley. It was me. It was she.
I misspoke. I said Steve Dooley. I meant Steve Bozell. I meant Steve. I meant Speed Dooley.
Speed Dooley? Who's he?
Oh, no. I mean Steve Dooley.
You want to go over that again with me?
I'll do it. Steve, she misspoke. She meant Steve Dooley, not Steve Bozell.
All right. Hey, by the way, tomorrow night I'm going to be out there at the Hollywood...
All right. Thanks very much, Steve. And so, Bobby?
Yeah?
Okay, so what happened?
What happened with what? I mean...
What happened with the bear suit?
He took the pants off, and that's when he was... The LAPD came around the corner with the flashlight. And he's looking in the bedroom window, and apparently Dolores had a little bit of angina, okay? So she had some chest pains, and we had an issue with that, so...
So they had to get an ambulance or something?
No, they didn't have to get an ambulance, but she walked out in front of her house holding her chest and going, oh... And I said to her, and I should have said, I said, the biggest thrill you'll ever get in your life, my husband in a bear costume staring at you sitting on the toilet. And that's when she goes, oh, like that.
Well, that was a ridiculous thing to say.
Well, she was asking for it.
Really was asking for it. And
shut up, Steve. So, but we had a wonderful celebration up until then. And
maybe if you, well, never mind. But, you know, you calling yourself somebody that comes from Chicago... And your husband getting on a bear suit. You guys got too invested in this thing.
Oh, that's a load of horse dung, and you know it, General. We were having a ball, okay? We were having a couple of drinks. Big deal. I had some friends in. We watched the ball game. We had a couple of drinks. We got a little sloppy. We got a little stupid. And the next thing I know, I got Dolores going, oh, you know.
Well, you can mock her all you want, but you're the one with the problem and the husband with the peeping Tom problem.
Well, get this Dr. Krem. He'll fix him up.
Yeah, I gotta talk to Dr. Krem.
Yeah, all right. All right, so, Bobby, thank you very much.
Don't you want to hear about the party? We had a great time, and guess what? The Cubs won.
Bobby Dooley and... There's Bobby and Steve.
You know, you're going to be held accountable for this.
Yeah, Miss Aaron.
What do you mean, yeah, Mr. Hendry?
The fact that this guy's a peeping Tom, and you got him on the air morning, noon, and night, people are going to think this guy works for you.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. I think that there is some concern, but I wouldn't go that far. I think that perhaps...
Wait, what concern? I don't do any... I call these people up.
Yeah, well, they are kind of on staff.
Yeah.
Bullshit, they're not on staff.
Bill, what's your language?
They're not on... I'm not going to have anybody saying that that guy works for me, because he doesn't. They're not on staff. They don't get paid. Half the time they call me up and they want me to put their ass on air. So don't bug me with all of your horse dung.
I'll tell you, I caught Steve doing some things that I didn't like him doing. You know a couple of them, Phil. He had the apple crate at the Cuntingtons. When I see you go to the apple crate...
I didn't do it. I think she's not saying it right.
You went for the apple crate, didn't you?
All right, when you say that he went for the apple crate, were you standing up on the box and you're peeping in bedroom windows?
No, sir, I'm not. I looked in bathroom windows only.
Steve only looks in bathroom. He doesn't peep in bedroom windows.
Well, that is hardly something that would, let him off the hook, Bobby. This is very aberrant behavior, you know.
Right, but I didn't call in tonight or have you call me so I could get lectured by you. You understand?
Excuse me.
Okay. I thought you were...
Yeah, we're calling to say happy birthday, right. But when you give your husband... Never mind.
Never mind, Bobby. Go ahead. So you got it under control. So your husband grabbed an apple crate.
I found Steve. You went for the apple... Say it.
I went for the apple crate.
All right. He went for the apple crate over here on Old Perdine Road. It's near King Kong Boulevard. It's where most of the... All of the landscaping supplies are, right?
Yeah, the landscaping supplies.
I've got it. Okay. He's pointing at another pee stain on my underwear.
Oh, God damn, that hurts.
Did you really hit him?
Why do you keep asking that?
Why do you keep asking, Mr. A? No, she didn't.
Will you...
Oh, my God. He goes, will you...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it sounded like a girl said that. And
I didn't... No girl said it. It was an exclamation of... I don't know, I was between laughs and,
Phil was either, he was either going to laugh or cry.
Speaking of that, excuse me, I just snorted.
God, Bobby, you sounded like an ape. You sounded like an ape in the waiting room. Oh, God, oh,
did you hit him?
No. Did I hit you?
No, she didn't.
All right, well, now I don't believe that.
Did I hit you?
No, she didn't, Mr. Henry. You're making it sound realistic.
I want you guys to stop doing that, or I'm going to hang the God Jeep.
Hang the... You're going to... You took the Lord's name in vain, and you worry about whether I'm hitting Steve. Steve, spread your legs.
Okay.
Oh! Oh!
Well, did... Come on, Bobby.
I didn't touch him.
You didn't touch me, General.
You know, Phil's right. He should hang up on you. One more of those, I'm hanging up.
One more of what?
What you guys are doing with that ridiculous demonstration of, did you kick him in the balls? No, I didn't.
I didn't say balls, did I? I said spread your legs. You don't know where I kicked him.
Yeah, it's true, Mr. Henry. You don't know where she don't know where you kicked me. I mean,
you don't...
I don't know where she... You don't know where I kicked me. I mean...
Never mind, man. I get it. I get the idea. I get this demonstration you people are putting on tonight. It's a ridiculous, asinine demonstration of what it... I don't know what it is. So you're doing your wife's underwear because she caught you dragging an apple crate over to someone's bathroom window. Was it the Cuntington sisters?
Yeah, if it's anybody's business, yes, it was.
If it's anyone's business.
Yes, it is our business because you brought it up.
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry.
Because you brought it up.
I simply brought it up because you wanted to know why Steve was looking at streaks in my underwear and this...
I didn't care. You were the one that brought that stuff up.
If you had brought it up, nobody would have known.
Oh, nobody would have known. Thanks a lot, Phil, for bringing me on your program where you've got a panel of half-wits, half-breeds, and half-pints. And I won't have it, I tell you. Hello?
Yeah, right here, Bobby. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bobby, this is a... You know what? We're done, Bobby. Thank you very much.
Can I bring up just one point I wanted to bring up?
What is that?
Go ahead.
Well, am I talking to Phil?
No, you're talking to me. Phil just handed it off to me.
Oh, did Phil just hand it off to you?
That's right. What is it?
Do you remember when you brought up Jack Bunworth the other night? Who had... He'd put his hands on you, right?
Yes, Jack. We brought up Jack Bunworth in the context... That wasn't the other night. That was a show replayed from about 2 years ago.
All right. Well, I was listening to it,
And you remember his brother, what was the brother's name?
Ovid.
The brother Ovid Bunworth?
Yes.
Ovid Bunworth lived here about the time that you were talking about Jack Bunworth, when the whole Harvey Weinstein thing went down.
So you're saying that when I brought up Jack Bunworth, you thought of Ovid?
Not only did I think of Ovid, but I was looking at him when you were talking about it. I was looking at Ovid walking his wife's, whatever that thing is, what is it?
Like a pug dog, I think.
Walking his wife's pug out in front. And I'd remembered a night at the community center here where we had just had, we'd had what we call the handoff for the Summertacular. That's where we leave the formal dance and we leave, you know, the, it's just the formal dance as well as the fashion show. And it becomes sort of a family event. And I had a platter. I just had a sort of a antipasta platter. Okay? Anybody there?
Well, yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. And I brought the platter over. I had a platter of antipasta and another platter.
Yeah, my wife had a platter
a platter of vegetables.
Yeah, a platter of vegetables and crackers.
You're talking about vegetables.
Yes, Phil, vegetables. You know, we try and be a little bit more relatable over here, Phil, so not everything is so precise and all.
Yeah, all educated and like you know how to pronounce words.
Forget it.
My wife... You know,
put your wife back on if you don't mind, Steve. I'm not interviewing you. I don't mean to insult you, man, but I'd rather talk to your wife. Besides, you're the guy that dragged the apple crate over to the...
I've got it, Steve. Just keep doing the underwear, all right? I've got one, two... There's four boxes of my underwear, and I want you to dig in. That's it. Hold on for a minute, Phil. Go ahead, Steve.
God damn it.
Dig in. That's it. Both hands. Yeah. I want all that underwear washed, and in some instances, when you do see staining, don't point it out to me. Just get out the downy. Get out the stain remover and go to work.
God damn, Bobby.
You drag another crate over near the Huntington's bathroom window.
All right, so you're punishing your husband.
I'm giving him something to do, something to think about, okay, Phil, because of what he done did.
I went to the Huntington's.
We don't want to know, Steve.
All right, your husband is a guy that I don't want to really talk about too much. I like Steve, but you got a real problem there if this guy is dragging apple crates over to bathroom window. Bathroom windows. All right, so it's not anything. Now, you were bringing up Ovid Bunworth.
Right, Ovid Bunworth.
What about Ovid Bunworth? I knew Jack Bunworth. Bunworth had put his hands on me. And believe me when I tell you, he lived to regret it. But he didn't get in the kind of trouble that Harvey Weinstein got into.
Well, Ovid is not in the entertainment business. Ovid Bunworth was simply, you might say, a guy, you know, I think he was a lawyer. I don't even know what it was that he did for a living. But he was one of those guys who was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And when I say wrong place at wrong time, I mean he was within 10 feet of me. And he got a little sideways with the hands, okay? So I'm bringing this platter over.
I know. When was this?
This was around the same time, 2-3 years ago. And as I said, this was our annual Summertacular handoff. And I had a meat platter, an antipasto platter of some meats. Okay? You know?
Yeah, Bobby. We're listening to you, Bobby. Yes.
Bobby?
Ms. Dooley, excuse me.
I like Phil calling me Bobby. I think the rest of you, I'd really, you know.
And what about me?
You can call me Bobby. But the rest of you's...
You know what? I think I'll call you Bobby, too.
Okay. So, anyway, Steve, where were you that night, Steve?
Where? What night?
The night of the handoff.
Oh, I was preparing meats.
Steve was preparing the meats. So I've got both hands on this meat platter. I'm bringing it over, and I have it raised above my head in the elegant style that you're supposed to... excuse me. Oh, God damn it.
Acid reflux?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I think it's that hummus. I'm sorry, Phil, I had hummus and celery, and for some reason, it's coming up, it's going out.
Yeah. Got my wife, it's antacid.
Okay, we're going to go here.
No, hold on for a minute. That's got it, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I just needed I need a little antacid, Phil. So, Steve came over, and I had the platter. And Ovid is there, and his hands got a little, he got a little handsy. Now, I know Ovid wasn't or isn't in the entertainment business. Back then, I think he's still an attorney, although I think he's retired. Hold on for a second. He's out in front of the bedroom. Ovid, hi, it's Bob. Hi, honey, how are you?
Oh, hi, Bobby.
Ovid, remember 2 years ago when you put your hands down?
Yeah.
Were you on drugs?
Uh-huh, I was on, yes, I was. As a matter of fact, I was taking an anti-anxiety medication called prolapine, or prolactitine.
You were on an anti-anxiety? Anti-anxiety medication. You're talking about the night I slid my hand down the back of your pants. Yes. Yeah, I was on prolactin. He was on... Thank you, Ovid. He was on prolactin.
I wouldn't know that if, you know, prolactin... I don't know what that is. So you're telling me that this guy sexually... He sexually harassed you. That's basically an assault.
I don't know if it's an assault. I mean...
The man put his hands right down the back of your pants.
Wait a minute. Ovid, come here. Ovid, come here. I gotta get Barksdale back. Did you shove your hand right down my pant? Forgive me, Bobby, but I felt both... I'm sorry. Yes, I did, because you both... Okay. He said he felt both... He said he felt...
I heard him. I heard him. All right, so he sexually assaulted you.
What? I don't understand that.
Well, he didn't do that. I mean, he slid it down the back of the pant.
He filled up the butt cheeks. Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking you what he did. You're interrupting this whole thing.
You know what? I have to go, Mr. Henry.
I'm yelling at my wife, Mr. Henry. I'm sitting here doing her underwear.
Get back to the underwear, will you? Oh! Shit! Right in my balls! Right in my balls!
You didn't touch him, right?
No, I didn't.
No.
Goodbye.
Well, this is 20% off week, though, for Bobby Dooley. So everybody make-
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, and they're doing Bobby's underwear. I don't know what's going on there. They're doing Bobby's underwear, and that's punishing him.
Yeah, punishing him because he dragged an apple crate over to the Cunnington sisters' bathroom window.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on iHeart Podcasts. I am Bobby Dooley.